by the 1960s, there was hardly a body of water in Florida that was not polluted in some way.
More than 15,000 square miles of central and southern Florida flood control district are being studded by the mechanical restraints of man.
In the Everglades, the Army Corps of Engineers pressed on with its comprehensive plan to manage and control water. Work also started on a new project, the Kissimmee River.
And that means enlarging, controlling, and straightening this famous crooked river so that it can take the water smoothly all the way down to the big waters of Lake Okeechobee.
The Army Corps of Engineers and the state together were essentially creating a huge waste ditch for agricultural and ranch land runoff.
Flowing from Lake Kissimmee in Osceola County, the river and its wide floodplain function as the headwaters of the Everglades. The vast wilderness of central Florida still seemed a distant world away from the development consuming the state's coastlines, but not for long.
Taking a look at the land this morning, I say we are starting from scratch.
In 1965, word leaked to Walt Disney Productions had secretly purchased more than 24,000 acres near Orlando to build a new theme park.
This, the initial stage here, has to top what we have, or at least the equivalent of what we have now in California.
I have made the appraisal that this is the most important day in the progress and the future development of this state.
The year before the big Disney news, travel writers voted the world-famous Cypress Gardens in nearby Winter Haven and the Grand Canyon as America's favorite tourist spots.
Word of Disney coming to Florida was certainly the most welcome news that the Florida attractions have ever heard.
In the meantime, vacationers from Alabama and Georgia flocked to the Gulf beaches around Panama City and Destin. But overall, Northwest Florida, home to the state's most impoverished counties, remained a rural oasis.
It's remained in its undeveloped state, mostly because of agriculture and because of farming and other things that have just allowed us to keep large open tracts of land and big, beautiful oak trees and just the undeveloped property.
In the tobacco farming town of Havana, near Tallahassee, the pace was slow and easy.